Want to look tonight for a little while if God will be our helps. I know He is, because without Him we can do nothing. But I'm glad with Him we can do all things. And boy, I appreciate the Lord. Want to look tonight in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, the Bible says this. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our example, were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, neither be idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." Now watch this. He said, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above your able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from adultery. I speak as to wise men, judge ye what I say." I want to preach just a little while this evening, if God will be my help on this thought. How strong a faith when temptation comes. How strong a faith when temptation comes. Now in the intro tonight, I just want to say this, that the temptation doesn't come from God. Temptation always comes from the tempter. Now who is the tempter? The tempter is Satan. He's the devil. He's slewfoot. He's the deceiver of men. And he's always there to tempt. He comes by on purpose to tempt us and try to persuade us to go in the wrong direction. Now, but we know the devil, slewfoot. We know some things about him tonight. And I was thinking, as I was sitting in the study of thinking about the devil. Hey, man, you say, "Preacher, you think about the devil?" Yeah, because he's out to defeat me. And praise God. And I try my best to figure out how to stay a step or two ahead of him. Amen. Praise God. You do too if you got any sins, because the old devil's a deceiver. Amen. He's out to destroy you. He don't care nothing about you. He hates your guts. He'd like to see you destroyed and torn down and discouraged. But I'm glad that he's not the one that I'm trusting in tonight. I'm glad I'm trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. But we see the devil, and now he's not all powerful. Amen. He doesn't have all the power. In other words, he's not omnipotent. God is. He's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all the time. But I want to say God is. Amen. See, the devil's not, but he is. The devil is smart. But I want to say he's not omniscient. He's not all-knowing tonight. And a lot of the information that he has, if we ain't careful, we give it to him. Amen. We give him the information he has on us by the way we act and react, but by the way what we do and what we say. But we see the devil. He's out there. He's watching. He's lurking. He's trying to see what he can get on us. Amen. And Paul tells us here in the Corinthians, chapter number 10 of 1 Corinthians, he said, "Moreover," he said, "I would not you should be ignorant." Now Paul says this, and he says this several times through his writings. He said, "I don't want you to be ignorant." Now, the reason Paul said that is because Paul was trying to reiterate that what he did on the other side before he got saved on the road to Damascus, he done out of ignorance. He done out of unbelief. He done out of that just not knowing any better. And what Paul's trying to do, same thing I'm trying to do tonight, is just tell you better so that you can be informed, that we might make informed decisions. Amen. Praise God. That's what God wants us to do. That's why he said it, that in times such as these, to fail not to assemble ourselves together in times like these, praise God, because we need all the information that we can get to resist the devil, because the devil's there and he wants to discourage us. He wants to dissuade us, to keep us from doing what's right. And Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant. I want you to know the truth so you can take the truth and do that that's pleasing to a holy God. And he says, I want you to know the truth. He said, how our fathers come. And he said, I want you to see these examples that we lay out here so that you might have these examples to follow so that we can stay on the right path. Now, we're living in a day and an hour that there's a whole lot of folks who'd like to defer us from the path. You say, preacher, what is the path? It's path of righteousness for God's name's sake. Amen? For the Lord's sake, praise God. Righteousness of a holy God. Not our righteousness. Ours is filthy rags. It's like those rags that was used to bind the wounds of lepers. Praise God. They could never be used again. Had to be discarded and thrown away. Amen? But I'm glad God didn't, when I was in my unrighteousness, I'm glad God didn't discard me and throw me away. But he come to seek and to save that was lost. Amen? That he might call us unto himself. So he begins to tell us that he don't want us to be ignorant. He wants us to see these examples of what men done, how men live, how men walk. He said even when they was walking in the wilderness and God was supplying the manna, he was finding that angel food was coming down every day as a blessing. He said, but they committed things that was ungodly, and they even began to murmur and complain about that bread. Amen, that bread from heaven. But he said, we don't need to get caught up in that. He said, because that's what the devil would have us do. So he says what we need to do is be strong in the faith, praise God, when temptation comes. We need to have a strong faith, a rooted faith in Lord Jesus Christ, and so we'll have a direction to go and a plan to follow in times such as this. Amen. I was talking to a fellow yesterday, and talking to him about the Bible a little bit, and I could understand from talking to him that he didn't understand a whole lot of what I was trying to tell him. And I said, you know what the Bible is? And he said, what's that? I said, the B-I-B-L-E. I said, it's basic instruction before leaving the earth. Amen. And boy, he had a look on his face. He looked at me and said, I've never heard that before. Amen. I said, well, that's what we need. That's what you need. That's what I need. We've got to have is basic instructions. I said, what God gives us, Paul's telling us here, he gives us instruction manual on the things of God, the goodness of God, the love of God, and the help that God has for every one of us. Amen. Don't you let the devil tell you that God won't help you. That's a lie, devil. Amen. Listen, it don't matter how old you are, how young you are, praise God. God's got help for you. Amen. He'll help you right now. He'll help you today. And he'll help you all the days of your life if you'll just let him. As you say, preacher, what do we got to do? We got to call upon the Lord. He said, call upon the Lord. Why is he there to be found, praise God? And that's what we need to do. We need to call him while he's here. While he's here, he's listening for our prayers. He's listening for a call. He's listening for us to ask him for help, praise God. And he says, you have not because you ask not. And when we do ask, we ask it amiss, that we might consume it for our own lust. And that's what Paul's telling us here. Amen. He said, listen, what the reason they did things is because lust of flesh got in the way. Amen. The reason we do a lot of things we do is because lust of flesh. Who you say, what brings that on? The devil. The old devil, the demon of hell. Amen. But I'm telling you again, he's not all powerful. Amen. He's not everywhere all the time. He's not there to tempt you all the time every day. Amen. Time to break free. Time to take liberty in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, of what he's already promised us as an end result of our life in following Christ. Amen. Because we're living last days, we need to see where Christ have us to be, have you to be, so that you can get on board, that you might finish your course, that direction God's got for you. Amen. God's got a path for every one of us. God's got a direction. He wants every one of us to go. And we just need to find that for ourselves. You say, how do we find it? By asking the Lord. Ask God to show you what he'd have you to do. Amen. And then when he does, do it. I believe some of us that God's already spoke to our heart. He showed us things that we could do, ways that we can make a difference in this world for God's glory. And we just ain't got on board yet. Amen. Well, what we think is, well, you know, what will I have to give up, preacher, if I do that? I want to tell you, I don't know what you have to give up, but I know what you'll get. You'll get something that's a whole lot better than what you used to have. He'll give you something a whole lot better, praise God, than what this world's got to offer you. And praise God, he'll be satisfying to your soul. He'll give you that help, praise God. He'll give you that encouragement, amen. That'll do you the duration, amen. You won't run out on you before you get home. Amen. I'm not talking about over at your house either. I'm talking about over God's house. I'm talking about home where we're going to be one day in a little while. We're just sojourning here, pilgrims passing through. And one day in a little bit, youngest, praise God. Hey, brother, sister, we're going to go out of here to be with the Lord, and so shall we ever be with Him. But unto that day, praise God, we need to prepare. And Paul said, don't be ignorant. He said, realize what whose side you're on and just go with God. Amen. Praise God. Strong faith to stand when temptation comes. You say, preacher, how do we get that? We get it by trust in the Lord. And now we go through a lot of times in our life. As we look at the Word of God, the Bible tells us the apostles had some experiences in their lives. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 2, it said they went up to the upper room and they prayed. That's what Jesus told them to do. He said, go up to the upper room, pray, stay there till you're endowed with power from on high. Amen. And now I got to thinking about that. I got to think about old Peter. And now I think a whole lot of them looked up to Peter. There's 120 of them in that upper room. Now they wouldn't allow us to do that today because of coronavirus. Amen. I don't think they worried much about a coronavirus or any other virus. Praise God, they come seeking the power of God from on high. Amen. I don't know about you. I ain't worried about a virus. I'm worried about the power of God from on high. I want to see God moving the day and hour we live, praise God. I want to see God's hand upon our hearts, our homes, our families. I want to see God's hand upon this place, this valley in which we worship. I want to see God's hand in this place up here on this hill God's give us. I want to say tonight, you hear me? This is our place, praise God. This is our hallowed ground where we come to take a stand for the cause of Christ and for the glory of God. Bless His holy name. But I believe that some of them come over to Peter and they begin to see him. They said, listen, Peter said, we've been over here in the corner and we've been praying and we've been seeking the face of God. And we've got a question that we need to ask. And Peter said, well, you don't go ahead. You know, the only dumb question, one you don't ask. And they said, well, we've been thinking about this. Jesus told us to come in here and he said to pray and seek his face and wait for power from on high. Wait for the power to come down. Amen. He said, just see, Peter said, we just got the question. Peter, do you know what that power is? Peter, do you know what we're supposed to be expecting? Do you know what we're looking for? Amen. Think about it. I wonder how many people today don't even know about the power of God, don't know about the Spirit of God, and they don't know what to expect, so they don't know to go looking for it. Amen. I tell you what, I got enough of the Holy Ghost in my heart, praise God. I know the power of God. I know the Spirit of God. I can feel the presence of God. Amen. Ain't you glad you can? Amen. I say, ain't you glad you can recognize the Spirit of God when He shows up? Ain't you glad you know, praise God, that Spirit from the portals of glory is pouring down upon you? Praise God. Hey, glory be to God. A whole lot harder these rains. You know, glory to God, He's given us some liberty tonight. Amen. Praise God. There's two or three people told me, they said, preacher, you're crazy. Go up there and try to preach an outside service. It's going to pour the rain. I said, God knows what we're doing. Amen. I don't know, but He does. And praise God, He knows exactly where we're at tonight, knows exactly what you need. And they asked old Peter, said, what do you think? And Peter said, let me tell you what I think. He said, I know Jesus. Amen. And you do too. He said, oh yeah, we know Jesus. Said, we walked with Him. Amen. For these last 3.5 years, amen, He said, I've walked with Him. I've talked with Him. He said, I've seen Him face to face. He said, oh yeah, Peter, we have too. We've seen the Lord. We know who He is. He said, hey, Peter said, I've seen His powers. He said, yeah, we've seen the miracles. We've seen the mighty hand of the Holy God on Him. We know that that power come from heaven down on Him. We know that God has anointed Him. We've seen the Spirit of God abiding on Him. Amen. Peter says, there you go, youngins. He said, that's what we're looking for here in this place. Amen. Said, we've seen Him. We've seen the power. And we've seen that influence, that power that was abiding on Him. Praise God. He said, we're looking for that same power. We're looking for that same influence. We're looking for the power from God on high. Come down, praise God, and settle on us the way it was Him. Walk with us and talk with us. To tell us the things that we need to know from the throne room of God. That we might not be ignorant, brethren, but to be informed in the goodness of God, to have power, praise God, in our lives to march forward and march on for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. So what are we looking for? He said, we're looking for power. Amen. He said, well, what if it? He said, maybe we ought to go outside and look around. Peter said, brethren, he said, you won't find it out there. Amen. That God, the Lord told us, He said, to go up here and wait for power from on high. He said, He's going to send it to us. Amen. We just got to come together expecting it. And the Bible said they fell down in that place with one mind and one accord, seeking the power of an almighty God to fall from heaven and anoint them from on high. And the power of God fell on that place at Pentecost. Praise God, the power of God fell on those 120, and they come out of there praising God and rejoicing in the Spirit of God. Amen. They figured out what they was looking for. They had an experience, the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost came down from heaven. The Bible says over and on over here in Acts chapter 2. Amen. They said they went out and began to preach the gospel. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Began to preach the gospel. Said there was 16 different nations that were here in this place. And the Bible marks them out here for us, all these different creeds, all these different nations, and all these different tongues, these languages. And they began to preach and said they were all amazed in verse number 12, and were in doubt, saying one another, what meaneth this? And others mocking, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, amen, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all that dwell in Jerusalem, this is this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken of the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, I will pour out my spirit, amen, upon all flesh. Praise God. And he said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall see visions. And old men, praise God, your young men shall see vision. Your old men shall dream dreams. Praise God. He said, listen. He said, this is what he said he'd do. He said he'd pour out of his spirit. Praise God, on this generation. Praise God, the Spirit of God be poured out on all flesh. You say, well, why ain't everybody getting in? There's a whole lot of flesh that don't want it. Praise God, I'm glad. Praise God, if you got strong faith, and when the hour of temptation comes, praise God, you can override the flesh. Praise God, with the Spirit of God, and persevere all the way home. Amen. Bless His holy name. The Bible says, you say, preacher, well, yeah, but they were full of Holy Ghost, didn't have no problems. Is that right? The Bible said that they continued, they seen souls saved as 3,000 at one time, but it wasn't always that way. And back in the book of Acts chapter number 4, the Bible says in verse 16, and he said, saying, but what shall we do with these men? Now, these was them Pharisees. These the church folk at that time, amen, the Sanhedrin. They said, what are we going to do with these men? For indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it, but that it spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. Talking about the name of Jesus. Talking about the name of Savior. Does that sound familiar today? Today in the hour we live, they don't want you to mention the name of Jesus. You can talk about gods. You can talk about Allah. You can talk about all the others. But if you mention the name of Jesus, people get offended. But I want to say, praise God, there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And boy, I appreciate the name of Jesus. Bless His holy name. And the Bible said, then they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor to teach in the name of Jesus. But now watch this. I'm talking about faith, grounded faith. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Amen. Glory be to God. You talk about a strong faith in the time of temptation. Tempters come and they say, hey, listen, it'll be all right. You go ahead about your business. You do what you want to. Just don't mention the name of Jesus and everything will be all right. You can mention God. You can mention religion. You can mention the church. But just don't mention this man Jesus and everything will be all right. But they said, listen, hey, man, we don't know who to judge, whether it's a man or God. But what we're going to do, praise God. He said, we're going to listen to God. Amen. We're going to trust the Lord. We're going to do what God says. They said, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Who they see and heard? Of Jesus. Amen. Jesus had told them about it. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It made all the difference in the world. The Bible says that they went on and they were filled with the Spirit of God. In verse 23 it says, in being let go, they went to their own company. You see, it makes a difference when we stand for what's right. The world won't like it, but they some folks that'll appreciate us taking a stand. Amen. I'm talking about strong faith in the time of temptation. When temptation comes, praise God, you're standing strong saying, you know what? I know this old flesh I live in. Now listen to me. This old flesh I live in would like to do that, would like to go that direction. But praise God, I'm going to stay with God. God said no. Amen. So I'm just going to abstain from that. I'm going to turn. I'm going a different direction. I'm going for the glory of God. Amen. And people will see that and they'll appreciate the stand you take. Amen. The Bible says that and being let go, verse 23. Of Acts chapter number 4, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voices to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hath made heaven and earth and sea and all that is in them. Amen. Praise God. They begin to rejoice. They begin to come together. Amen. Begin one mind and one accord and begin to praise God together. Amen. You know what happens when trials come, when your faith is tested, when temptation comes. Praise God. We ought to just stand the test as good soldiers of the cross. Of good soldiers, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, so that others can gather around with us and just lift up our hands and say, glory be to God. We saw the temptation. We saw the tempter. But we saw the mighty hand of God. Amen. God delivers again. The power of a strong faith. Amen. The power to make a difference. Like Peter got done preaching. Over in Acts chapter 2 and verse 37, them people there asked him, he said, men and brother, what shall we do? Amen. He said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, confess your sins. Repent of your sinfulness. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ that you might be saved. Praise God. A strong faith led them to repentance. Amen. The power that had, the power, the strength, strong faith when temptation comes. We've seen that in these disciples. They stood to test and they went back, praise God, to their people with a stirring report that the tempter would come, had sent the tempters and they had tempted them sore. But praise God, even to the point of being persecuted, praise God, they stood up and they said, who should we obey? Who should we listen to? A man or God? Listen to me, young'uns. God bless your sweetheart. We're living a day and hour. We got to make a decision who we're going to listen to. Are we going to listen to man? Are we going to listen to God? Are we going to do what man says? Are we going to do what God says? Are we going to do what's right? Are we going to do what's wrong? We got to make a decision for ourselves. Every one of us, praise God, have to make that decision in the world in which we live. When everything's trying to go to the left, everything's trying to go away from God, when everybody wants to disallow God and the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we got to decide whose side we're on. Amen. Got to take a stand. Praise God. It makes a difference. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. I believe them disciples, when the great blessings come, when the Holy Ghost of God came down. Amen. We can see the power. But when we have the... But let me just say, when we see the power of God coming down, when we see the presence of God, like it was here Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, the power of God's real. And people shouting and they're praising and they're rejoicing in the Lord. We got to be vigilant because danger's ever near. The devil don't want to be defeated. Even though he's a defeated foe, he still tries to come in. He still tries to tear up and destroy. But praise God, I'm glad he's a God. And when the old devil attacks, amen, praise God, we got to be on guard for the attack of the devil. We got to be a watching, and we got to be a looking, and we got to be a praying, and we got to be asking God to help us. Amen. Praise his holy name. He's there for us when danger comes, when danger appears, and it seems like it always does. Amen. When we have a rich spiritual experience. Have you ever noticed that?
Amen. When you have a real rich spiritual experience. Amen. When God just moves all over you. He just blesses you from the top of your head and soles your feet. Holy Ghost of God just moves inside. Amen. He's already there, but He just kindles up a fire down inside you. He gives you the can't help it, and you don't care. Amen. Glory be to God. You get the feeling good down in your soul, and you get to praise and rejoice in God. And the next thing you know, it comes Monday morning, and the old devil sneak up beside you, and he'll say, look at them over there, you cold worker. What do you think about them? Amen. We got to be careful. We got to be watchful. Because the devil, like no more, praise God, when you're having that rich spiritual experience with God, to come in, quench the spirit. Amen. To put out your fire. Amen. That's what he does. But I'm glad, praise God, that we got a God in heaven. Amen. We got to beware. We got to watch. We got to be vigilant every step of the way. I think what's wrong with most churches today, most church people, most church folk, you and me, amen, is we're not vigilant as we need to be. We're not as watchful as we need to be. Amen. The wiles, we know the wiles of the devil. Amen. We know he's a deceiver. Amen. We know he's a deceiver of the brethren. He's an accuser of the brethren. He's always wanting to tear up. He don't ever build up. Amen. But we see when a rich spiritual experience comes, praise God, and we know that it won't be long, the old devil will come along and attack. And we got to beware. We got to pay attention. We got to be watching for him. We got to be expecting. Amen. If you have a Holy Ghost service Sunday morning and you come back Sunday night and you have another Holy Ghost service Sunday night and God just blesses you on purpose, you better pay attention and watch because the devil will be close hand. He sees you rejoicing and he don't like that. He'll come to where you're at and he'll try to mess it all up. Amen. You think, I know what you're thinking. You said, that preacher's been coming down where I work. That preacher's been listening to me over at my house. He's been seeing me where I'm at. Amen. Praise God. Where we're all at. Come Monday morning, praise God. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven. He said, if we'll just beware. Now listen, I just want to finish up with this. I want you to look at verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. He said, but there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. He said, what we tempted with, he said, it's all common. It happens to everybody. Amen. You see, preacher, it seems like it happens more to me. Oh, no, it's just because you're in your skin. Amen. Praise God. If you was in mine, you'd feel the same way. But I'm glad, praise God, there's something's in my skin. There's something down in me that's a whole lot bigger than me. And it's called the Holy Ghost of God. He lives down in my heart. Praise God. Praise God. And when that temptation comes, when the tempter comes, now we've already said he's not omnipotent. Praise God. He doesn't have all power. God does. He's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere. God is. He's smart, but he's not omniscient. God is. God is all-knowing. And he knows exactly what we need. And the Bible says here, Paul's a telling him here, he said, don't be ignorant. He said, let me tell you where the cure is. Let me tell you, praise God, where the help is. He said, it's in the holy God. When the tempter comes, he said, strong faith in the time of temptation. He said, where does the power come from? He said, it comes from God. He said, there hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. He said, but God is faithful. Amen. He said, beware. Pay attention. He said, but God is faithful. You know what he's saying right there, church? Brother, sister, Christ, he's saying that God limits him. That Satan is limited. The devil is limited. His power is limited. His presence is limited. What he does for you, his temptation is limited. He can only go as far as God will let him. Amen. Hey, glory. You'll get that in a minute. You say, preacher, what are you trying to tell us? I said, you just need to crawl up in the lap of God. Amen. Crawl a little closer to God. Get a little closer to God. Weasel in a little closer to God. Praise God. He said, the temptation take you. It's common to men. But God is faithful. He said, your God will be faithful to you. He said, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. He's omnipresent with you. Praise God. He's omniscient with you. He has the power. He has the presence. Praise God. And he has the knowledge, amen, to take care of you. Amen. Sounds like kind of God I want on my side. How about you? Amen. Hey, praise God. He can be your Monday morning quarterback. Amen. He can give you the play of the day. that'll save you from a lot of embarrassment. He can give you the play of the day that'll keep you from making a mess of your life. I'm talking about a strong faith in time of temptation. When the old devil comes, amen, praise God. Satan, who limits him? By a faithful God. That's who limits the devil. By a faithful God. Said that God is faithful. Now he's talking about a time of temptation. Amen. You know why we're given temptation? Because we don't trust God. Amen. We don't seek his face. When the old devil comes to tempt us, when our flesh rises up, we ought to say, Lord, help me. And mean it. Amen. You know what I said? You ought to say, Lord, help me. And mean it. Well, it's easy to say, well, Lord, would you help Brother Robert? Lord, would you help Brother Bill? Amen. But praise God, it seems like we have a hard time about it. Say, Lord, please help me. Amen. I need your help, Lord. I need you to touch me right now. Hey, amen. The tempter's tempting me sore, Lord. I need your help. Amen. You call up that spirit, that power from within you. Amen. The power from a holy and a righteous God that's there to help you. Amen. Hey, what is it? It's a restricting power of God. The power that God has to restrict the devil. Amen. He knows the power of the devil's attacks. Remember Job? Amen. The devil presented himself before, Satan, Slufus presented himself before God. God asked, he said, have you considered my servant Job? And old devil, he said, hey, listen, said, yes, and I thought about him, but said, I can't touch him. He said, your hand's upon him, I can't even get near him. Amen. But God said, you go ahead if you want to. He said, I'll let you. And a few times there, he let the old devil touch old Job, touch his body. But he said, listen, old devil, said, I'll tell you, you can only go so far. Glory to God, listen to me, church. He said, if you're a born again, Bible-believing child of God, trust the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, this evening. And I praise God, you're a child of God. You've been saved. You've been born again. Amen. There's a God of heaven that's got you. Your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your side sealed. Praise God, ready to be delivered to him. The old devil might tempt you sore, but he can't touch your soul. Amen. Boy, I don't want to make a cold bab to shout. Amen. Hey, praise God. The Lord says, hey, listen, there's no temptation taking you, but it's common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. Amen. You know what that means to me? I don't know what it means to you. I'm a little thick between the ears, but I tell you what that means to me. That the God that lives in me, praise God, cause the Holy Spirit that's in me, Lord God, praise God, he rises up in me. Amen. And he pushes the devil back. Amen. Kind of like that quarterback. Praise God. Passes the ball that running back. Praise God. He runs down the field, giving the enemy the opposition a stiff arm. Amen. That's what God does to the devil. When we have a strong faith, praise God, in a time of temptation, God Almighty's there with us to stiff arm the devil. Amen. So what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I said we just need to trust God. Amen. We need to trust the Lord, amen, to meet our needs, to give us to do that, man. A restricting God, a faithful God is there. Now he said, devil, you can only go so far. Amen. And he'll stop him, praise God. He can only go so far if we trust in the Lord. Amen. Jesus would tell the people, he said, be it unto you according to your faith. Amen. He said, listen, said a strong faith in the time of temptation. That's what we got to have. And how we want it to work out when we're tempted, it'll be according to our faith. Amen. That's why we need a strong faith. That's why we need to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We need to trust in him to lead, guide, and protect and take us all the way through this way to the other way. Till he gets us over home. Amen. Because God's offered us through the volume of a book. That we might have faith, not in ourselves, not in this world, not in men, but in God. Amen. A faith in God, a strong faith in Lord Jesus Christ. That when temptation comes, we can stand the test. I want to ask you tonight, how are you doing in the testing? How are you coming out? Amen. Are you coming out okay? Are you coming up short? I think a whole lot of us tonight, young'uns, as we're tested in this world, I believe we're coming up short. But Paul said, look, young'uns, I love you. He said, I don't want you to be ignorant. He said, but I want you to understand because we've seen these examples of what our forefathers did. And he said, we can't keep going down the same road and expect a different result. He said, we've got to change what we do. We've got to change what we go to where we go and what we believe and what we say and how we act. Amen. So we can be different in this world. So we can make a difference in this world. But he said it. But the Lord tells us here. He said, but he will make with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Paul goes on in verse 15. After he says, I speak as to wise men. Judge ye what I say. Amen. He said, hey, listen, I'm not talking to ignorant men. I don't want you to be ignorant. He said, I want you to be wise. He said, I want you to judge. He said, I want you to see what I say. Amen. I want you to think about it. He said, I want you to be wise, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A strong faith in the time of temptation. How do we have it? It's through the power of God. Amen. The power of God, and through His Christ that we have that power. Amen. He is omnipotent. He is omnipresent, and He is omniscient. He knows everything about you, amen, and He knows everything about me. Praise God. He has the power. Amen. Would you let Him just demonstrate, administer His power in your life? Amen. He can begin to make that difference in you, even this evening, if you let Him. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you, according to your faith. How much faith do you have? Who's your faith in? You say, preacher, I try real hard. I'm not talking about you trying real hard. I'm talking about having faith in Lord Jesus Christ and allowing Him, amen, to be that driving force in you through the Holy Ghost of God.